Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Lloyd, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am doing all right, and I hope the listeners are doing well as well.
Oh, yes, I do hope they are. I do hope your day has been good and well spent.
Yeah, it has been long. Hopefully, it will be fine.
Yes, I'm hoping it will be fine. We are approaching the Sabbath hours, so I'm excited about that. And I hope that you are going to be having the much-needed rest also.
Definitely, definitely.
Lovely. Now, you know, Christ calls his church to be united. And this concept is sometimes referred to as being a part of the body of Christ. And we mentioned this in passing over the last day or two. But what does that unity look like in a practical sense? You know, what example did Christ set for us with regard to unity, my elder? And how is the church working towards following his example?
Well, I would say Jesus modeled unity through his love, his humility, and of course the mission. You know, where Christ was, there was no death, there was no... Everywhere where he went, he made sure that people were taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So in John chapter 17, verses 21, like we spoke yesterday, he prayed for his followers to be united as he and the Father are one. Showing true unity is rooted in a shared purpose and love. So Jesus served and embraced all, and breaking the barriers of culture, he broke the barriers of culture,
mm-hmm.
and status. So the church, I think the church should follow the example of Christ through the global initiatives. I mean, if you are looking at total member involvement, mission projects, as well as relief efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Now these emphasize service, reflecting Christ's method of meeting needs before inviting people to follow him spiritually. I mean, before inviting people to follow him. So unity is strengthened when we gather around God's word and focus on Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, like I said yesterday, that unity isn't about being the same. It's about coming together in Christ.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Now, my elder, has the church reached a standard, you know, that Christ would desire for the church? You know, do you think it has?
I think the church has made progress in global unity with millions working together in mission, and mm-hmm. that is true. You've got education, humanitarian services. However, we're still growing, you know. So there's still a lot to address. We must still address cultural and mm-hmm. generational divisions.
Mm-hmm.
So by if we are to prioritize, I mean, if we are to prioritize Christ over personal differences,
mm.
and if we are to prioritize Christ over personal differences, if we are to prioritize his ministry over what we think, I think we'll prosper. You know, additionally, I think we need to overcome complacency and reignite passion for mission.
Mm, 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 mm. Beautiful, beautiful.
You know, Jesus' standard is perfect.
Yep.
Love for God, love for each other, and love for the world. I think those are the most important things. So we haven't arrived there yet, but God is still working in us and through us.
You believe we'll ever get there?
Well, the Bible says, the spirit of prophecy says that it is up until the church is united, that's when the Spirit of God will be poured.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're still waiting for that moment. Yeah.
Hey, man, we've been waiting for a while, eh?
I think there's absolutely no other option but just to wait. I think,
well.
But also, we do not just wait in idleness.
Ah,
we mm-hmm. push, we work together. There needs to be a direct purpose towards getting there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, before I let you go, what's the one thing that you believe that each member of the body of Christ should actively be doing in contributing to unity in the body of Christ?
Number one, each and every member of the church should be, number one, praying for for unity. That is the starting point. We should be praying for unity. We should be actively involved. I think that this is where we miss it. We are not actively involved. We should also be actively involved. We should participate in mission. You know, when we speak about one member, one soul, all of us should be actively involved. We should be participating. We should be doing something. So I think those are the things that we should be focusing on. So we should be calling people towards Christ. I think those are the things that we should be actively doing as we are waiting.
Yeah,
and working towards unity. Yes.
Very, very important. And I think that if we can actually just, you know, focus on that, and each member, you know, tomorrow is the Sabbath, for instance, and there's going to be lots of lessons, but there's going to be preaching, there's going to be, and there's also going to be fellowship. And I believe that it is in that space of fellowship that you can actually make some contribution also, because it's not only informal structures, not so?
Yeah, it's not only informal. No. Basically, the reason why it's hard for us to reach where we're supposed to reach, it is because we are taking for granted the little things.
Yeah.
Now, mission does not start at church; it starts at home.
Mm.
Mission is a lifestyle, and everything that we do should resemble and should reflect our mission towards God and towards. So basically, we need to start at home. And then when we are done with what we are doing at home, then we come to the church. Now, the problem is that the church becomes a
My elder. Elder Lloyd. Hello, Elder Lloyd.
Yes. Sorry about that. I'm saying the biggest challenge is that a whole lot of us think that the church is a place of where mission starts, but mission starts at home.
Yeah.
It is on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't.
Mm-hmm.
If we learn to pray at home, if we learn to be missionaries at home, if we learn to be helpful towards others at home, when we come to the church, we are a well-oiled machine that is able to start mission and conclude it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, my elder, I must take time to thank you for the time that you've made for us, the time that you've set aside for our listeners, and making sure that you really bring this point home about the unity in the body of Christ. And I think that if we don't have such unity, even our efforts at you know, evangelism, at reaching out, may be brought to naught if there's no unity. And again, I close from my side by saying that united we stand, and divided we collapse and we fall. The last word you want to leave with the listener before I let you go?
I would like to say, indeed, united we stand and divided we fall. Unity in Christ is a journey of love.
Yes.
It is constant surrender and mission. So we need to strive to reflect Jesus' prayer. You know, where he prayed for us, let united as I and the Father are one.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to strive to reach there, that we may be one as the world sees the love of Christ through us. The world will follow. You know, Isaiah chapter 65, I think it says, arise and shine. Now, how do we shine? We shine through our actions, through what we do. So basically, we need to start uniting in Christ. We need to basically be try and strive and let us purposefully do so.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, my elder. Thank you so much for your time. I pray the Lord's choicest blessing upon your life and also upon the rest of your family. Thank you so much. Enjoy the what is left of a Friday, and a happy preparation day.
It's always a pleasure being with you, and I pray that may you also get the very same blessings.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.